Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Next hour, we have economist, stock market system inventor, BBC news presenter of the program The Oracle, Max Kaiser, joining us. For the next hour, we have Alan Watt of CutThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, I've read the big psychologist and psychiatry documents. I've read about the history of eugenics, the New World Order plan. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers it, so I'm somewhat of a scholar. I tell you, Alan is just even more of a scholar than I am because he specifically focuses in on that and the system of control. And I wanted to go over some of the current events that are happening right now and see how he sees that playing in to the social controllers and what they're trying to set up and do. I have to say, though, Alan, I really see things not going well for the globalists. I don't see them as omnipresent and all-knowing. I do know they understand human nature and study our psychology and our instincts and manipulate us against each other. But I see more and more people waking up to the Matrix, waking up that everything they're told is spin or lies. And the little mind tricks they play, like I had Psychology Today, two-hour interview yesterday for a big, large cover story in there. Coming out in a few months, and they were still kind of spouting the old download that there is no New World Order, and it's schizophrenic to think so, while hundreds of publications announce there's a world government, but it's a good thing, and we should all accept it. So I really don't see them hitting on all cylinders and getting all their different flavors of propaganda put out correctly, or is that by design?
It's by design. They start off with the fact that the system we are in was set up by their forefathers for this time. We're all in this one boat. We've all arrived here, and it's all through the planning and machinations of previous generations of these big think tanks, foundations, and so on. They have brought us to where they want us to be right now. They are aware because they're constantly taking polls and surveys on the internet and what you think of this, etc., to see how majority of people are reacting to the changes. And it's so easy now with the internet, it's instant communication, data retrieval. They know exactly how the public are. But we always end up, where are we exactly? We're where they put us in the first place. This is the only one system we have been given. And they're updating their system into the next phase. It's already done, really. It simply hasn't been announced, or we haven't seen the manifestations of the implementations, the total full force implementations of it all. It's all set up for the global system, but it's to be an authoritarian system. And what we will notice, the average person will notice in newspapers and in the government, in fact, they'll be given more, that the old political stance of humoring the public is going out the window, and we're being dictated to by top, generally appointees, not so much the politicians, the green appointees, etc., put there by the big foundations that they're making these dictatorial statements of how we must live, etc., and how we must reduce the population, and so on and so on. This is the changeover from the old idea of that we believed that we were given this big con, that we had democracy, and it was always stated from the Fabian Society eventually it would become an authoritarian body over the public who would be trained to accept that authoritarian dictate from the leaders. That's the training phase we're going through right now, in fact. That's what's happening.
I want to talk about the carbon taxes, the global model, who the New World Order are, what their master plan is, and then go through some of the current things, like Obama, who, whatever he says, it's always the opposite. So now he's going and saying he wants to be friends with the Muslims. They can be assured he's now going to do the opposite. But say he loves them as he ups the troops and the invasions and the wars. Yes. We'll talk about all of that with Alan Watt, great researcher, great political mind. On the other side of this break, Max Kaiser's coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, and WhatIsTheEndgame.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alan Watt, our regular guest, joins us. Alan, we have a lot of new stations picking us up this week. And I want to get into the bigger picture and where the globalists are taking us. You know, when I talk to mainstream media when they interview me or when I discuss things, with the establishment press, I'm always talking to these reporters, and I think most of them genuinely are ignorant. Just like most Americans you talk to don't even know what the Fourth or Fifth Amendment is, much less the Second or First. And it's very, very sad, but everything was set up on eugenics. Everything was set up to carry out a culling of the population. Everything is this highly engineered society. And I don't think a lot of even new listeners or even some longtime listeners understand just how much of our society is engineered and dominated by these people. So break down in total, in your worldview, what the New World Order is, what it stands for, what it's pushing, the phase we're in right now, and where it's ultimately leading us in this, quote, final revolution of dehumanization and tyranny. Alan Watt.
Yeah, we can trace it, as I say, back. In their own books, in fact, in recorded history, allowed history, that which they've published for us to read, right back to the 1700s, when the elite establishment, who already ruled the moneyed system, they'd taken over. A group actually were sent in to Europe to take over the moneyed system and become, as Albert Pike said himself in his own book, Morals and Dogma, the masters over the masters of the world. In other words, create central banking systems that would be all linked together for a global global system that might not appear for another 200 years. And everything runs from in a money system from the capstone of money downwards. Laws, government, everything goes cap in hand to the guys with the money at the top. So you can create an entire system structured beneath your pyramid beneath you if you control all of the money and the lending and the borrowing. So it was not too hard to create that kind of system. They also could eradicate all small competition of small money lenders, small banks, and so on the way. As long as they were in charge of the money supply for entire countries, they ruled those countries. But along with that, too, was a religion. And the religion was based on a natural existing order of elite, intellectual elites who had already been doing the Darwinian experiment of specialized breeding for mates for a long, long time. Ian Taylor, a scientist in Canada, put an excellent book out on the histories of some of these families, such as Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was about the fifth generation of Darwins who only married into the Wedgwood family. All the wives were taken from the Wedgwood family for five generations. And when Charles Darwin's wife died, he married his mother's sister, a Wedgwood again. And the idea being they were trying to mate up scientifically to create a scientific elite on one hand. This is also validated by Huxley. The Huxleys were also related to the Darwins, and they admitted that that was part of the experiment to create a guardian elite along the lines of Plato and his Republic, where they'd be the guardians of the planet, the natural, superior Superman type with virtue, intelligence, common sense, who would rule all the lesser peoples in a standing order all the way down. And on the way, they also needed other organizations that would help them implement a new system and hold it. That's why they introduced first Rosicrucianism, then Freemasonry. That was the existing order. Now they've bypassed that. But the same special breeding program that's all through eugenics still goes on. The idea being if you have a woman who's gifted in a scientific area or mathematics, you made them up with a similar type of male, you see. But they must have other qualities, too, that they've passed on for generations that can be validated in a check before they're mated together. Now, if you grow up in Europe and you study the elite families, you'll notice that none of them ever pick their own wives. They have teams of people who literally go through the genealogies for potential mates and match them up. That's how Prince Charles was matched up with Lady Diana.
It's arranged marriages, just like with cattle breeding.
Exactly. And in fact, when the American Eugenics Society came out full force, backed by the Carnegie first, and then the Rockefeller Foundation, that mandated enforced sterilization for inferior types, they said they could not bring inferior types into this future. That means anyone with hereditary illnesses of any kind, physical or mental. And they put out, they set up the Cold Springs Harbor, New York there. Plus, they brought in the American Cattlemen's Association because they were the best ones to do with breeding. And now they were transferring that data onto humans. They came up with the idea, backed by Rockefeller, that they would institute a national census. And since its inception, the purpose of census was to take data on physical and mental health, moral behavior, etc., prison records, all of that, collect all of that data, and eventually to start eradicating those people they saw as being hereditary problems to their perfect upcoming utopia.
And let me stop you there, because I want listeners to understand something. Everything you're hearing is part of mainline history. Alan's not telling you anything that isn't in all the major textbooks, the history books, but they think it's good. When the Texas board asked the head state psychiatrist, why are 67%, 68% of the kids on psychotropic drugs in foster care, he said because they have bad genes. They deserve it. And they set up the social welfare networks. They set up the health departments to carry out racial hygiene. Hitler only adopted what was taught in England and the United States. And now that's what their zoning is about. That's what their animal ID is about. It's what taking over the farms and ranches is about. They've got to take over our infrastructure and our access to money and our access to independence and freedom so they can force us into the one-child policy and through the new economy of the green economy, that's really the eugenics economy, of reduced standard of living so that you can't afford to have children. It's all openly stated and now even being introduced on mainstream TV and everywhere. So I wanted to throw in that everything you're saying is on the record. That the Darwins and three other families only intermarried together for five, six, seven generations, but that it created aberrant, mentally ill monsters.
Mm-hmm. But look at the Huxleys, for instance. The Huxleys were descended from the Darwins, too. They were also intermarried.
Yes.
And the Huxleys, especially Julian and Aldous' father, literally spent a career chopping out people's bodies to try and get secrets of life and all this kind of stuff. In other words, the precursor to what we call eugenics today, or genetics today. And
as you said, Cold Springs Harbor is IBM human genome today, and the head had to step down saying blacks weren't humans. That's always been the eugenics board. Now they take blood forcibly for 36 years from everybody in the Western world at birth. They've now admitted that. And I have two mainstream news articles today. This is out of the Buffalo News. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first ruling. And they say cattle prods, electric shock, torture in the federal ruling is now officially legal to make you answer questions, to make you urinate in a cup, to make you give a blood sample at checkpoints. Arde Saveda, the court's ruling here in Austin, will be able to taser you if you don't submit to the blood. Torture is now out in the open. We go from it being Joseph Mengele and bad to it being something we only do to Al-Qaeda to the Buffalo Daily News openly saying it's good. Go ahead.
Well, yes, because we're now, since 2001 especially, that was the prime purpose for this whole New World Order kickoff. We're being trained now that we're in an authoritarian system and you simply do what you're told. That's what we've all been trained since 9/11. That was the kickoff. Arthur C. Clarke, who was put up there, see, all the big stars in novels and futurist societies, etc., and this has been explained and admitted to by big foundations themselves. They fund these novelists to write the future. It becomes familiar to us as an idea, then it's augmented by movies and so on until it comes into reality. And we don't think about it as being strange or that it shouldn't exist. It seems natural. It's called predictive programming. And Arthur C. Clarke, in his book 2001, even though he set it in space, was actually giving you the kickoff for the new order of things, where a new planet would rule. In other words, that's what really telling you. A new
and later in the book, everybody gets microchips. Everybody communicates with microchips through telepathic systems. And then he later, of course, worked for MI6 after World War II. For those that don't know, OSS during World War II, he invented the telecommunications satellite. And he gave interviews saying, no, this is what we really plan for you, just like H.G. Wells and everybody else. Go ahead.
And his symbol, of course, in the book was the big giant obelisk, the black obelisk, the perfect shape of authority all down through the ages. That's what the United Nations Black Building is, by the way. That's what that is. That's the big obelisk. And the UN was set up to be the hub for a form, at least the outward form of the embryo or the embryonic world government. All laws for the last 50 years have come from the United Nations to every country, and it's signed into the books by President.
And notice, most of the crew dies going on the journey. Only the chosen one gets to go to the next level, and there's a final fight between the computer and the man for who will be supreme, whereas Kurzweil and others just say, no, actually, we're going to merge with the machine. That will be the new species, and the new species will wipe out the rest of the slaves that are left.
That's right, evolution. You see, what they call evolution. And evolution is an interesting word in itself, and the whole theory and the occult stuff behind it that they used to use in the Masonic lodges, etc., and the high ones. But they do believe, and they always have believed, that the future would be theirs, that only those with the virtue, the natural virtue that they've inherited from their superior parents would continue. And all the inferiors must be wiped off because there is no purpose for them in a Darwinistic evolutionary society. They'll bring the superiors down, they claim. They must eliminate them altogether.
Always amazing talking to Alan Watt. Alan, quick break. We're going to come right back to you and continue where you left off when I was interjecting with the architecture of the New World Order. And hopefully how we stop it and fight it. And yes, we'll take calls coming up. Forgot to take calls last hour. Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa en el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
What we're talking about is the ultimate control freak expression. Royalty, whether it was Japan or the Aztecs, Europe, they always thought they were God, that they were superior, and that they were separate from the commoners. Well, now we have the BBC headlines that they believe they're a separate race, and all these countless other elites saying they are transhuman. The eugenicist, run by Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, at the UN, he said in the 50s, we've got to change the name from eugenicist a transhumanist. I'm not saying all transhumanists are, but your founder was the head eugenicist. So they believe that they're taking control of human evolution, human development, and right now they just want to lock everything down, cull most of us, so they can then have their great work. Alan, let's talk about now, you talk about the banking takeover, the families. We were now into the 19th century, 20th century. Let's get into what they've set up, the psychological dictatorship, where they're going, and then if they're able to cull us, the timeline you see, I'm interested in your view on that, and then if they were able to succeed, what they're going to build.
How they see the future in the big think tanks that work for the British Department of Defense, and I've got up on my website, there's 90 pages of predictions of what's to happen over the next 50-odd years. And they claim that around 2010, 12, there'll be the beginnings of massive riots. Food shortages will be arranged. It's already underway, in fact, because the big taxes...
They said this 2 years ago, for those that just tuned in. I mean, this is official British government. Go ahead.
And there's also the think tank that's all NATO countries, including the U.S. It's to happen worldwide, but it's to be kick off, really, in third world countries and then escalate into the Western Hemisphere very quickly, rapidly. And right now, they've already been setting up the entire military structure to deal with the next 50 years. We've seen the build-up and the alteration from police forces into a really internal army. It's part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. They're all integrated with police, military, special forces. That's already done. It has been done since the 90s, early 90s, in preparation for what's to come up. And they claim that around the year 2050, there'll be a vastly reduced population, a sudden drop. But on the way up to then, there'll be escalating riots. There'll be whole city regions, in fact, they call them regions locked down under war scenarios. We've seen this, by the way, in all the predictive programming from every science fiction movie for the last 15 years. And it is, they're churning out more every year on the same kind of scenarios. They're also saying that the population are being sterilized. Well, we know that because the official medical World Health Organization tells us this every year that we're almost all sterile and we're dropping rapidly. That's also intentional. It's been done through inoculations and through the food system because the biowarfare industry are the same boys that Monsanto belongs to, and they're making sure that we will come down much faster through sterilization. This is exactly what H.G. Wells said in his book, The Modern Utopia. He laid out the next 200 years, and he said that we won't simply just kill off the unfit. He says we'll simply sterilize them so that they'll breed themselves out of existence and die off. This is all
compartmentalized. The local doctor giving you shots doesn't know this, but the IMF, the World Bank, all the big funds, 2 weeks ago, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, secret meeting of the rich with Warren Buffett and Ted Turner, and it said the main agenda was reduce our population by 80%. This is now being thrown in our face.
Yes, and then you see Bill Gates again. See, there are no real self-made men up there at the very top. They're brought up there. We live under cartels. You cannot go up and compete with cartels.
And his dad was the head of Planned Parenthood and had loved eugenicists. So they said, we're going to give your son through the IBM Eugenics Trust. That's IBM is a trust for eugenics, on record. We are going to give your son, you know, the headship of this because, you know, we can't have the public knowing the government really runs all these. And that's really on record for anybody that wants to look. And so the entire thing then, he takes the entire fortune of Microsoft and funds it into eugenics publicly.
Yes, and now he's come out, of course, as the big hero philanthropist. They all must pay back their masters who brought them up there by becoming philanthropists, just like George Soros. And what are they into? They're into Planned Parenthood across the planet and abortions, sterilizations, vasectomies, etc. That's really where their money goes. But here's the same man now in with the military-industrial complex, Mr. Gates, with specialized mosquitoes they want to release all over the third world countries, supposedly to help reduce the mosquito population by introducing sterile male mosquitoes. These things are going to carry bacterium and viruses very, very rapidly.
No, that's what he said. They're going to put vaccines in them, and because the Africans won't take the shots, they're going to engineer it into potatoes and carrots.
Yes.
That's on record. Stay there. Incredible information. Alan Watts, our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Going back to Alan Watt, and yes, we're going to take some calls for Alan Watt. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls specifically for Alan Watt coming up here in a moment. I'm sorry I didn't get the calls of Bob Chapman. We just ran out of time. Before we go back to Alan to finish up kind of with their master plan and what he thinks their current phase is and then some of your calls, before we do that, I want to tell you, it's in, it's shipping out. I took the historic interview I did with Aaron Russo before he died in about 10 minutes or so of interviews that hadn't been seen and then some behind-the-scenes interviews, and I put it together on DVD because we had hundreds of requests for this. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests for this on DVD instead of just on the Internet. You know, we put it out on PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality, but folks ripped it all over the web, which we're glad about, and millions of views. So I thought, why not put it on DVD? So it is now available. This is Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Everybody's library should have this. And we now have 3 months of the best of interviews from this TV show slash radio show that is very informative and in high quality, not just Internet. It's pretty high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv because we stream the show live. It's not in the same quality that the films are at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have the DVD arsenal. We have the latest one out that's got Russell Means, Lindsey Williams, Edwin Vieira, Sean Kassinger, Craig Proudly, and State Sovereignty Special, the whole bunch of state reps and senators about declaring state sovereignty against the New World Order and reaffirming the 10th Amendment. And last but not least, at PrisonPlanet.tv, for the great members over there, we have a new 27-minute extra, an expanded exclusive extra from the Obama deception, only for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can see that on screen if you're simulcasting right now and watching us. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's only 15 cents a day to have a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get my live radio show simulcast here in the TV studio, and you get Jason Burmes 9 to Midnight. You get all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great films, and just more and more. We're ramping things up here, and PrisonPlanet.tv just gets better and better. The quality just gets better and better. And if you've been a member and let your membership drop off and haven't checked out all the upgrades and changes we've made, it's just 5 years plus up and running, thousands and thousands of pieces of media, the radio show in the highest quality archives, PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and support us there by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And we just keep adding more and more services there in the InfoWar to the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And I want to thank all of you across the world for your support. Without you, we couldn't run this operation. And plus, you can burn all the films and books and presentations that are on there to DVD and CD and give them to people. I mean, it is an arsenal of resistance in the InfoWar. Or, again, go to InfoWars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, and get all the books and videos that we've produced and made and that we carry at huge discounts. And show them to your friends and your family. Feel free to make copies of all of my films. Get them out to people. Again, all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, going back to Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, before we get back briefly into the globalist master plan and the current operations and then take some calls, you have been having some problems with your three or four websites. You wisely had some mirrors of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, but now you've been having a lot of problems, and people should know that you've been under a bit of an attack. They're trying to take your registration names away, though you registered them years ago and own them. They're not letting you upload to your servers, though you've paid in advance for a year. And you're not getting any answers from Yahoo on this, are you?
Well, they rectified it the other day, suddenly, because so many people were protesting and calling them. And this went on for a week and a half. They suddenly stopped me uploading to two of the main sites. And no explanation was given. I talked about five different people over the course of a week and a half, and they wouldn't let me talk to any of the engineers who could possibly have given me the technical problem. There was no technical problem. They simply put a lock on it. And someone had obviously, from above, given them the suggestion to do this. So it's from a high source. Now, at the same time this was happening, friends of mine, people I know in other countries, were getting ICANN, getting in touch with them, asking if they knew me. And why they were taking out domain names in my name. Now, anyone can do this across the planet if they want. It's quite legal, you see. But they wanted to know what the connections were and so on. So, as I say, after a bombardment of listeners to Yahoo and me mentioning it on the air night after night, they suddenly fixed the problem and couldn't tell me what it was. And I'm on unlimited disk space, so it wasn't that that was the problem. They'd actually set me back from about 9.5 gigs, which I was at that present time maximum, with unlimited disk space to go. They set me back to 6.5. And
well, look, I mean, we have sophisticated hack attacks against us on record from the big ISPs. They certainly, the Pentagon's announced they're going to attack American and European media that criticizes the New World Order. They've now said on the news they're going to start killing journalists. There's famous video of the tanks driving up and killing Reuters journalists over in Iraq. Okay, let's accelerate, but thank God it's back up. Let's accelerate Alan Watt here now through their master plan, and if they're able to succeed, what they're going to set up and then take calls.
Yes, they've published the books, in fact, from the United Nations. And a whole host of umbrella organizations under the United Nations have published their own books on the future cities. I should mention that back in the 80s, I met the man who owns the polo team that Prince Charles belongs to. And he is a big Canadian. He owns hundreds of corporations and companies across the U.S. and Canada and Europe. He has an estate in Ireland. He's a lord, and an estate in London. And he's also an amateur, although professional, architect. And through a strange set of circumstances, which I didn't understand at the time, he showed me his drawings for the future of cities. And one of them, this is about 1982, one of them was a domed city over a much smaller Toronto, under a soft glass type dome. And he didn't explain why it would be a dome or anything else. And I said, well, that's a much, much smaller Toronto. He says, yeah, oh, yeah, the population will be that small, he says, in about 30, 40 years. No explanation given. But then a person who works for the United Nations sent me a book on the future domed cities for the perfect societies across the world. And it's right along the agenda that H.G. Wells and so on talked about. Everyone will be reared in a sort of creche dome. You won't know your parents. That's exactly what the Soviet system was supposed to be based on, but it wasn't Marxist enough. They tried it in Israel when they set up Israel, by the way, where the children would be brought up communally, wouldn't know who their parents were. You'd be trained in there up to a certain age, then you'll go to a school dome, then you'd be designated a work dome, and then you'll have your adult life dome as you work, and then you'll be put into a geriatric, but all nice and organized, like a control freak has planned your whole life for you. This is the world's structured society they want to create. But this is for the ones who will be doing most of the work, for the elite.
And, Alan, I'm not trying to start fights here, because it's very destructive to get into fights with people that, you know, are similar to our views on the New World Order. There was a big film made. They used a lot of my footage and other people's footage. And it was supposedly anti-New World Order, 9/11 truth. Then their next film called for the Dome Cities, and a robot will run everything, and it'll be a totally controlled society. And the makers said that I would have to be put in a re-education center, but that I couldn't intellectually understand and grasp why this had to be done. No, I understand the power trip these people are on. And I kept saying to them, I heard all this 100 years ago from the eugenicists. What you're saying is right out of the Soviet model, right out of the Fabian socialist model. This is the New World Order. And they'd say, no, it's not. And I'd say, but that's a fact.
Yep.
Even these drawings and diagrams aren't new. I'm not starting a fight with these filmmakers. Mm-hmm. I'm just stating a fact. And they got very, very angry and started attacking us. And then play this mental game of saying, no, this is something totally new. Alan, you know what I'm talking about, don't
Absolutely.
You? This is not totally new, is it?
Not at all. The whole 20th century was mapped out, including the wars, because people like H.G. Wells, who was a founder of the Fabian Society, who was picked up by Sir Thomas Huxley, the grandfather of the Huxley, the best friend of Charles Darwin. He picked a whole bunch of young men up. He taught them in the red tie school. They're all given red ties for revolution. They're all guaranteed to become very famous because unlimited financing would give them complete access to all media. And they were to go out there and be propagandists for this eugenics, utopian, scientifically run society.
And they did the predictive programming to set the maps of man so yep. people would follow this predetermined system. And then they wrote books bragging they'd done this. None of this is our opinion.
That's right. And also, Wells himself said that we need a world war. And after World War One, he said not enough people have come to their knees. They've not given up national sovereignty. He said we need another world war to bring this into existence. World War Two brought in the United Nations, and every country signed on to it. And that's when all sovereignty was signed away, and the whole future agenda was begun to be implemented in reality. So the whole 20th century was planned, you see, including what they have planned for this century. This is to be the century of change. Every top professor across the planet in academia has talked about the century of change for the latter part of the 20th century. Talking about the 21st century, Obama's whole premise was change is good. No one asked him what he's talking about. What change are you talking about? This is their century to implement the final stages as they reduce the population. They bring through the creme de la creme, as they say. They get rid of the weak, the unfit, the mental unstable, anyone with hereditary physical or mental problems. And that's in the book by H.G. Wells called The Modern Utopia.
But, this is what I want to bring up to you, but When you really read their literature, they sell their lower-level minions who are on little petty power trips that, yep. Oh, you're part of the elite society, we're going to cull everybody. They don't tell them that they're going to be culled as well, or that it's not just positive and negative eugenics that is taught, that, oh, we're going to get rid of the inferiors and advance the elites. The elite actually is waging war against those that are intelligent, that are bright, that they're actually, that's their main target. And that these control freaks are trying to wreck society to accelerate their master plan. So really, you can argue with their stated goal of a better world and a healthier elite, but that's evil in and of itself because of what it leads to. But really, that's only a facade as well.
Lord Bertrand Russell, another high member who helped to change the outlook of many millions of people by his writings, he was one of them. He wanted to have followers to create mass movements to help the idiots bring it all to come into being. He said himself, though, he said we must, through schooling, he says, check through various testing for certain people with special IQ abilities of communication who could influence the masses and recruit them. He says if we can't recruit them on our side to work for us, we must eradicate them, eliminate them. That's what he said, because they might influence the masses against this plan. In other words, kill them off. We must kill them.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And he wrote books and got Nobel Prizes and other awards for this, and is called a big liberal, just like Margaret Sanger is called a liberal, and they love the name black schools after her. I went to a predominantly black school in kindergarten in Dallas.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger, kindergarten in first grade, and there was Margaret Sanger's statue. It's all a big sick joke, isn't it?
Margaret Sanger said that children were weak. That's a term in her own writings, weeds. Yeah.
Well, she said blacks were weeds that had to be eradicated.
Mm-hmm. But all children, she said, all children below a certain class of income were weeds. That's what she said.
Yeah. Absolutely degenerate and disgusting. And, you know, when I'm talking to psychiatrists and psychologists that call me from, say, Psychology Today or other publications, I've talked to a few in the last year because they're real obsessed now on being on power trips. I'm not saying this particular writer, but the stories I've seen, they have been, where they analyze us and we're crazy and none of this exists, while it's all admitted it exists, I found that a lot of them aren't even that intelligent. They're just on kind of a power trip, and that they're so wedded to the false reality that they have to say we're wrong and something's wrong with us. Just out of a power trip, control freak nature, they can't imagine that somebody outside their system could actually analyze how the world operates. Or they'll tell us there are no morals, but then they will try to tell us what their morals are and that we've got to follow them. They play all sorts of mind games.
It's mind games, and a lot of them, too, mind you, know darn well which way the wind is blowing, and they hope to please their masters and be some of the chosen few who come through. But again, back to Julian Huxley, he said many will work towards this thinking that they have been chosen, but they will be deemed unworthy in the end. They'll be used.
Well, that's another thing. You look at these actual elites, they are degenerate, they are inbred like hybrid dogs, they have all sorts of mental problems, health problems. In fact, interbreeding with the pharaohs, with the British, with the French, it leads towards insanity. And I think that, you know, they're saying we're all mentally ill, and they're making all normal human behavior mentally ill, except their psychopathic behavior, they're saying that's good.
That's right, and it's no doubt about it. I mean, Plato said about it all that 2,300 years ago. He said we can breed in traits or breed out traits, and for leaders who want to breed out certain emotional traits, we have psychopaths definitely who are intergenerational in charge of this world system, who truly believe they are the only sane people on earth.
Yeah, I've met a lot of them, and they really do revel in their being above you. And because of that attitude, they've lost their basic humanity, and they're so shuttered. But they are specialized in a predatory fashion,
yep,
to just be pure machines of deceit and manipulation, and they love the dumbed-down cattle. They have celebrations laughing at the cattle. And then they say that because they're so easily butchered that the cattle deserve it, when that's humanity.
Yeah, that's right. I always get the analogy of a farmer in the field who breaks the legs of a cow and then kicks the cow and hates it because it can't get up. they have brought people down to utter misery through their machinations down through, especially the 20th century into the present, and all their games have played in poverty, introduction, etc. And then they blame the people for the state that they're in. That's the same sort of sadistic, strange, warped mentality of the farmer breaking the cattle's cows and kicking it because they can't get out.
Well, that's a perfect analogy. Take the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, funded by His Majesty, and it's public, and it states, we're going to carry out eugenics, but to wreck the third world, we're actually going to make sure they have more kids at first so that that holds their society back, but then we'll kill them and sterilize them later in life. It's kind of like the 223 caliber in Vietnam to wound people to cause more resource sapping instead of just killing them. They say we're going to wound the world to hold everybody down. They're not trying to lift man up.
No.
They're cosmic criminals, Alan.
They are. And they know what's at stake, because if the public truly did know, we'd have to make a decision of what to do with them.
Yeah, well, I've always said if there's too many of us, the elite ought to just all commit suicide. I think the world would be in a lot better position.
Show by example. Yeah, lead by example. That's what they should do.
Stay there, Alan. I'm going to take calls when we get back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is very saddening to me. A lot of times laying in bed at 2 a.m. at night, I'm like, man, how do I get people to read the government's own documents, all these think tanks, some publications? They're calling us scum. They're calling us slaves. They're saying they're going to eradicate us. They're brainwashing the kids that humans are bad and we've got to be gotten rid of. They're selling us their culture of death. and that resource use is bad. And some people are waking up. A lot of folks are waking up, but I don't think fast enough. Alan Watt, we're going to calls in a moment in this segment and the next. I'm going to let you go at 5 after. We appreciate your time. Max Kaiser's coming up. But I mean, in closing, before we talk to Lily and Sherry and a few others, is that the leg up that they have? I mean, is that their ace in the hole, that we have a blind spot, that there could be a group this evil operating like this, even though they're admitting they're doing it, that the common person just is so subconsciously afraid they can't admit this to themselves?
That's part of it. It's denial that such monsters. See, the average person can understand the little wrongs they do in their own life, the little lies, the white lies, etc., that they do in their own life. They cannot understand people who can do the big lie. Adolf Hitler said that. If you have to tell a lie to literally control the people's minds, you tell a massive lie. And the people will say, it must be true. It must be true that Al-Qaeda is terrorizing the entire planet, because no one would change our whole way of life across the world if it wasn't. I couldn't do that. Therefore, no one else could do that or would do that. That's how we think. That's why psychopaths can and have proven down through history that they can do these incredible things and get away with it. They do intuitively, like a certain species of animal, they know how the average person thinks and how to manipulate the mind. That's a gift that all psychopaths have. They're born with this gift. No one has been able to explain why, but I think it's hereditary, to be honest with you. They understand the basic thinking patterns and nature of ordinary people. They don't feel what you feel, but they study you. They watch your emotions and how you interact. And they know perfectly well intuitively that they can literally manipulate us.
It is a predatory subclass. It's what is it, about 1 in 100 people is a psychopath, and it's a predatory mutation or class. It's a Homo sapien that engages in feeding and predatory activities on its own species. It is a cannibalistic psychic vampire.
It is, and it is, it has certain traits that are almost gifts. They have the ability to understand how you think, how you feel, and how, especially, to manipulate an individual or whole masses of people. But that's a talent they don't have to even work on. It's hereditary with them. Adolf Hitler had it, too. He knew how to change the mentality of an entire nation by saying a lot of the right things at the time to get them on board, but always having another agenda, another vision of where he was going to take them.
Well, take Dick Cheney saying torture is good,
yes.
And then when they get caught saying we didn't do torture, and then relabeling torture as just interrogation,
yes.
And then now they say, by the way, the police are now going to torture you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's in the news, federal court ruling, state courts are saying, and then look at how in just 7 years our journey to the dark side is nearing complete.
Yes, and look at all the media entertainment under the guise of drama to train the public that the torture is okay. We've had years of this training through fictional works that seem very real to the person who gets absorbed in them. This is all a science that's been used on the public. There is no safe entertainment out there.
Alan, stay with us for another 5 minutes on the break. I'm going to jam in a few calls from Lily and others that are patiently holding here on Genesis, and Max Kaiser. More on the economy coming up. Again, a globalized, standardized, zoned, regulated system where it makes you dependent on the state. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.